This week is social distancing week, and if you happen to find yourself in London, get along to Piccadilly Circus. Have a look at the big screens. There's something a little bit different. What could it possibly be? It's all for a very good reason as well. It's all about turning the world upside down for blind and partially sighted people because lockdown is easing. That's great news. We can all get out and about a bit more, meet more people, go more places. But is it having a detrimental effect on people with sight loss? Today, I'm joined by Rachel Pereira to talk a little bit more about this. Rachel is in Nottingham. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit first of all about yourself. I think you're a white cane user, is that right?
Yeah, long cane user for probably most of my life. It's not my favorite mobility aid, but I certainly do need to use it in these kind of days.
Before lockdown then, how would you say your mobility was? Were you a confident person out and about?
I was really confident after I lost the majority of my sight when I was about 17. It took me a long time to start getting used to it and to be confident and comfortable with, going out, using my cane and feeling okay. And, I would have said, I would buzz about here, there, and everywhere.
Would you say then you feel less independent or perhaps less confident now, even with restrictions easing?
I'd say I feel a lot less confident with going out just because I'm so scared of bumping into somebody a lot more than I used to be. In the past, I could just brush it off and apologize and, everything would be tickety-boo. But with some past experiences, it's not been very nice when I have bumped into somebody and they've almost had a meltdown on me.
So they haven't recognized the fact that you've got a long cane, which is pretty recognizable for someone with sight
Absolutely.
loss. That
Yeah,
must be so frustrating.
it's so frustrating just because their immediate reaction has been, she's pretty close to me and I'm gonna go straight into retaliate mode. And it's like, well, just stop for a second and think, I've got a mobility aid in my hand. That must obviously mean that I have some difficulties with physical distancing.
What about, say, going to the shops, something we do all the time, whether it's our clothes or for our groceries, has that again perhaps been a more pressurized environment?
Yes, definitely. I had an experience when I was in Asda a couple of months back and I was by myself. I was looking at some of the products. I was trying to see what they were with my magnifier. And somebody came up to me and said, "You've touched that, so you have to buy it now." That's been really off-putting because, I have to get things up to my close to my face to be able to see it. And it's just to be for someone to come up and say that is just so. It really wrecked my confidence so much.
We are careful, aren't we? We wear gloves, we sanitize, we wash our hands. You would think that they would recognize the fact using a magnifier to read something and appreciate the difficulties.
Absolutely. I mean, I do try to wear a face covering where I can. It's not always, very good because it steams up my glasses eventually and then I just can't see anything at all. But I have a hand sanitizer. I'm always sanitizing my hands. I am really, really careful.
Is it easy to find your way around, say, a supermarket or get to the checkouts and use them safely?
It's more difficult. I mean, there's apparently all these signs and stuff on the floors where there's a one-way system, and there's no way that I can ever see those. There's always bad contrast, and I can't feel where it is with my cane because they're all so flat. And so, navigating supermarkets where everybody's coming towards me, I have no idea what kind of direction I need to be in. It does make navigating a lot more difficult. And I think the other frustration for me is these Perspex screens. I have a little bit of sight and sometimes it's useful, sometimes it's not. But with clear Perspex screens that aren't marked, I've whacked my head on a couple of them when I'm at the cashier's desk and trying to find the pin pad to use my card. Apart from being painful, it's also embarrassing.
That's it, isn't it? I find that as well. If I bump into something, it's not the pain or the injury I've caused, it's who saw me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I don't need people coming up to me say, "Oh, you're all right. Are you okay?" It's just like I don't want it to happen just because I want to be independent because that's what I've aspired to be.
Are there fixes you think could be done really easily, or do you think there's advice that you could give to staff or just sighted people when they're out and about that would perhaps make your mobility easier, safer and more pleasant?
Definitely. I mean, if I think the first thing, the major thing I would say is communication. You know, I teach sight loss awareness to my volunteers at the place where I work. And, you know, one of the key things that we teach when I'm teaching sighted guide, for example, is to communicate. And even if you're not physically guiding somebody, you can give verbal help. You can say, oh, you've got something in front of you, or there's something to your left which you need to watch out for, so just sidestep to your right. Things like that, you know, practical verbal instructions, I would say, is my top key tip. I also think that there could be a lot better and clearer signage, bigger, bolder, more contrasting colours. I think that would really help. And I think as well, when you're, you know, sort of out and about, I was told yesterday that there's some markings on the pavements, which I have absolutely no idea that they were there because I have no peripheral vision. And I was told that they were on the floor, that I needed to keep to the left. And, you know, there's things that can be put in place, you know, tactile markings on the ground. You know where they have those little blister tiles for when you're crossing the road? Something similar for the pavement. You know, it's some of them can be quite cost effective. In stores, you can have quite cheap solutions as well. You know, so I just think a lot more tactile, a lot more awareness, communication. I think those are kind of my main points of going forward to help people with sight loss in coping with physical distancing.
Rachel, thank you very much for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem.